Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. If you are ready to encounter Jesus again, then this weekend at Rounds Ranch is where it will begin. So back in June, there was a two-day tent meeting held. The Holy Spirit showed up, and this meeting lasted for 8 days. Evangelist and Pastor Chris Kildosher will be here again this time, and we have him on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Miss Shirley. How are you?
Oh, fantastic, and blessings to you, sir.
Thank you.
I just want to say, first of all, since you were here the last time, your family has grown, and we must congratulate you on baby Isaac's arrival.
Thank you so much.
Everybody's doing well?
Yep, everything's great.
Oh, fantastic. All right, Chris, when you were here back in June, let's talk about what happened then. What miracle stood out for you the most?
The greatest miracle is a changed life. People meeting Christ, receiving forgiveness for their sins, turning away from darkness. I mean, I could think of one young man, you know, all these snippets and moments. We gave a call for people who had never surrendered their life to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one young man, just seeing him raise his hands, and as soon as he did, tears just started streaming down his face. The miracle of a transformed heart and a life saved from sin, saved from eternal separation from God, saved from fear, all those things is the greatest miracle. When it came to healing miracles, there were many, many miracles of physical healing. One woman named Susan, she had been in pain for over 30 years, used a walker and a cane. She was in her mid-40s. And when we had people standing to just receive healing, she started screaming, Jesus, Jesus, I can't even do the emotion because
wow.
She was screaming, Jesus, in the middle of the tent. It just cut the atmosphere. It was like everyone was like, what's going on? And she testified how all the pain had left her body. She was running around the tent. She was doing everything that you could see if Jesus were in a room
right.
And someone were healed, their response to his power. It was astounding and beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. And I heard that you got a special word for Canada while you were here. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I really believe Canada is going to be saved. I believe that we are in the midst of a great awakening, and it's not merely political intrigue or merely political change. I believe it's one of heart change, and I believe that the gospel is going to go from coast to coast in Canada like a mighty rushing wind, like a wildfire, but not a destructive fire, but a fire that brings new life and rejuvenation to people's hearts. You know, I love your guys' anthem, just how your nation is really dedicated to God and its roots. And I know that God won't be mocked. That what people sow, they will reap. And there are people all over Canada that love the name of Jesus and that are hungry to know him and to know him more. And there are many that just have never heard the gospel. So God's going to raise up many preachers to go throughout the land.
Amen. Amen. Can you tell us how you think Encounter Jesus is different than other events?
Oh, goodness. I'm not one to wage how one event's different than the next. I could tell you things that have been happening in Encounter Jesus that I believe are happening all over the world. But I think wherever we preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified, where we're unashamed of the gospel message, wherever we share that Jesus can truly transform lives and truly saves, heals, delivers, and fills with love and the baptism of the Holy Spirit, wherever we preach Him, we see the fruit of his labors. We see the results of what he accomplished in his cross and his resurrection. And yeah, the beauty of just watching God's power at work and, you know, little children having experiences with God and weeping for 20, 30 minutes at a time and having supernatural experiences, seeing things of God. These things are happening all over the world.
Amen. Amen. We've been speaking with evangelist and pastor Chris Kildosher. He'll be here this weekend with Pastor Andrew Robertson from New Zealand, and they will be heading up round two of Encounter Jesus at Rounds Ranch in Elmvale. So you need to bring a chair and bring a friend and get ready to encounter Jesus again. Please register for free at roundsranch.ticketspice.com. Chris, It has been my pleasure speaking with you this morning. Thank you for being with us.
Such a pleasure and an honor.